Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, my next guest this evening is an Emmy and Grammy Award-winning comedian you know from The King of Queens, Ratatouille, and his stand-up specials. Now you can see him in the new Ghostbusters movie, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Mr. Patton Oswalt. Lovely to see you again, Patton Oswalt. Oh. It has been a minute since you've been here. Matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, the last time you were supposed to be here, you had to cancel because you had the COVID.
Yes, I got the Rona and I had to stay home.
Yeah, well, I'm so glad you're better and we can see you again. What have you been doing with your time?
I have been doing too much. I have so much to promote today. We've got to get right to it.
Shut up so I can get
all
to
right.
it. Okay. We're in a presidential election year, and you're in a new series.
Oh, that one. Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Do you not want to promote this one?
No, I want to promote that one. I thought you were going to talk about politics, and I got really scared for a second. Okay.
Oh,
good.
No.
Although, wait a minute.
I've done that already.
But this series is about politics. Say the name of the series.
Manhunt. About the hunt for the man who killed our 16th president, Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah,
okay.
This is a, wow, are they?
They just found
they're
out.
They're just learning
they
from
just
it right
found
now.
Out about
wow,
Lincoln.
All right.
They don't know about Kennedy yet.
All right, easy. This is a series called Manhunt, and it's about the 12 days. Then they were tracking down John Wilkes Booth, man. It was
who is
intense.
This bearded gentleman right here?
Well,
who is that?
Oh, good Lord. Well... I am playing Lafayette Baker, Detective Lafayette Baker.
Real guy?
A very real, very sketchy guy who was on the group that was trying to find John Wilkes Booth, but was very, very, very aware of the reward money for catching him.
Oh.
So was like, how do I maybe get some of this money for myself? Might have messed with the investigation a little bit, like an actual... I mean, again, this show is about the panic with, oh my God, the president's been killed. What do we do now? And sometimes you have to rely on some sketchy people, and that included me in a heavy beard and a Union uniform in Savannah, Georgia, in August.
Oh.
Mwah!
Oh, just get a whiff of that.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Now, okay, so this is obviously a tragic period in American history. You guys... I know you do your research. Was there anything about doing this that informed you, A, about that time or our country now?
Well, okay, this is going to start off sounding kind of grim, and then it's going to get hopeful, so just stay with me.
Hold on.
Okay, you ready? Need a little? There you go. Okay. So it's so clear that we're just never ready for history. History always blindsides us, and you see this, when the assassination happens, and you realize, although this is weirdly hopeful, we are always trying to catch up with history. History is always about 8 or 9 steps ahead of us. And I think one of the things that makes America great is that we are, of every other country, we are the ones that are the most open to, we're never going to actually catch up with this idea of what we want to be, but we're always going to tweak it and keep trying to get to it. And that kind of makes it beautiful. It's that
a more perfect union.
Yeah, that but you just said it, more perfect. More perfect means we're always in the process of pursuing it. We're not going to ever arrive there. But the process of pursuing it, makes us better. We are never a finished country. I'm going to quote Darby Crash from The Germs, but we are always forming, and it's the American experiment, and there's no final thesis statement.
You have just, you know about a lot of great sci-fi and fantasy franchises that have come down the pike. You are now part of one of the greatest of all time, Ghostbusters.
Yes.
And Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Yeah.
But let's before we get to that, were you a fan of the original movies?
I was a fan. I had my head cracked open fan of the first movie. Saw it when I was 13 at Rehoboth Beach. Didn't know anything about it. I knew the poster with the slash of the ghost.
Sure.
And then I'd seen...
Well, nobody knew anything.
No, exactly. And I saw the Ray Parker Jr. video. And then you go in... Remember that was that time
so
where...
So you saw I Ain't Afraid of No Ghost first?
That's
before
all.
You saw?
I saw the video, but the video doesn't tell you really what you're getting ready
Slimer's
for.
Slimer's in there, I think. Yeah, that's
Slimer's
it.
In the video, yeah. And so is Danny DeVito. But back then, you went into movies kind of not knowing every single... You haven't been following it piece by piece on social media. So you go in there, and the beginning of Ghostbusters, people forget, it's genuinely scary. That opening scene is creepy as hell. And then it shifts to a comedy. Then it gets scary again. Like, they were cool with making movies that way, you know, just mm-hmm. shifting gears all the time. And it was really, when I read the script and saw some of the early shots, they really lean into making this movie scary AF. Like, they lean into the scary.
Well, here's what one of the original Ghostbusters tweeted just Ooh. Recently. In UK, working on Ghostbusters, cracking a bottle of Crystal Head to celebrate my day with comic genius Patton Oswalt. His stuff alone, worth the price of admission, Dan Aykroyd. How does that feel?
A buster, a blues brother, a doctor from Detroit.
Yes.
That's one of those things that your brain, as a comedian, your brain can't process that. That guy invented Irwin Mainway. He invented the Bass-O-Matic, for God's sakes. He did.
Sure.
He did Leonard Pintz-Darnell. Like,
sure.
Like the level of insanity that fell out of that guy's skull that ended up being the foundation for what my generation of comedy did. Mm-hmm. I can't properly react to that, but just go, oh, wow. That's a big deal.
We have a scene here with you and Dan. What do I need to know here?
This is where I am. I play a librarian at the New York Public Library, and I am explaining the origin, and then Dan takes over and explains the stakes of what we're about to be up against. And you'll see. It's great.
That orb is a magical prison for a phantom god. His plan was to raise an army of the undead and wage war on humanity by channeling fear into a weapon.
The death chill. The power to kill by fear itself. A cold shiver runs down your spine. Your veins turn to rivers of ice. Your bones crack. Your lungs cave. And the last thing you see is your own tear ducts freezing up.
It's so cool.
It's kind of a perfect part.
Yes.
It's a perfect that you have to explain, like, glyphs on an ancient orb.
Oh, my
Seems
God.
Like what you were built for.
Was born to do. Just an info dump out of my skull was so much fun.
Matter of fact, when I looked at this photo of you as this, like, Civil War detective, I thought, there he is in the beard, but he's explaining to everybody in the room how the plot of Tenet works.
Yes. It does look like I'm going, now listen, it's time travel, but they're going backwards. I'm trying to explain that and not doing a good job.
Ghostbusters, it's the movie set in New York City.
Yes.
Okay. How much time have you spent? Does New York ever feel like home to you? Do you like it here?
I love visiting New York, but I missed my window to live here. New York is such a great city. If you're young and broke, or if you're old and insanely rich, you can't.
Right. You can either take the suffering.
Yes. But once you're in your mid-30s to mid-40s, it just that suffering, which you as you're in your 20s makes you awesome, just peels the skin off of you. And I know that if I moved here, I would end up in Union Square just barefoot playing backgammon with a ghost and just talking to myself. You know what I mean? Like, I know it's too late for me.
I would watch that film.
Well, that's, you know what? Safdie Brothers, if you're watching, give us a call.
This year marks the 30th anniversary of your premiere as a professional actor.
Oh.
Is this really the... Your,
is this is how I got my SAG-AFTRA card.
So this is you in Seinfeld with George.
Oh, look at me.
What is what is happening here? What a great start.
Yes, well, what is happening is I am a bundle of nerves, and I was I have one line. I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. And I was sitting there just reading. I was, you know, enunciating every other word. I'm sorry, it doesn't work that, like, and Jason Alexander could see how wound up I was. And right before, and I kind of owe my career moving forward to Jason from this, he leaned forward right before they said action. He went, "It's not too late to be fired, Patton." And that, but it made me laugh so hard, and it cut the tension that I will forever owe that guy.
That's fantastic.
He knew exactly what I needed as a comedian.
Patton, lovely to see you.
Great to
Let's
see
not
you.
Make it so long.
I know.
Ghostbusters Frozen Empire opens in theater Friday, March 22nd. Manhunt premieres this Friday on Apple TV+. Is Patton Oswalt. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.